Hey, everybody. There was a guy named Dylan, went by the name of Smacktard on the Extra Life Radio forums and on the Extra Life forums, who's become quite a friend of the program and also a good friend of Extra Life in general. Unfortunately, this last week, he was killed at a very young age due to another driver and an accident on the road up where he lives in Canada. He had one of his, we're not sure if it was a brother or a sister, but someone there let us know what was going on. And we just feel really bad for them and hope all the best for their family and wish Godspeed to Dylan. And we thank him for his time with us. And we hope we are able to entertain him and give him a good time. And so with that, I want to dedicate the following program, show number 76, to the memory of Dylan. And for a quick second here, we'll just have a quick moment of silence in his memory. And with that out of the way, we're going to have a show the way he would want us to have a show, the way we always do, like a bunch of freaking retards on fire. So let's go.
Scott, can you read me? Scott! Scott! Scott!
Geek tested, nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
Order received.
Hi, this is Scott Fletcher, the Extra Life Radio voice guy and also host of PodCheck Review at PodCheck.com. You're about to hear one of the best podcasts out there, Extra Life Radio, with your host, Scott Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, grandfathers, grandmothers, and the occasional aunt that everyone's embarrassed about, welcome to the Extra Life Radio Show. This is Scott Johnson, your host. And we are having another fine show. This is show number 76, and today has a very special theme for geeks everywhere, especially those that grew up in the 80s with me. you have to excuse my voice. I'm kind of getting a little froggy for who knows why. Something going around the house, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, you love it when people do that on the air. MindOnTheNet.com. Thank you for hosting MyExtraLife.com, the webcomic, the blog, and everything else over there. Make sure you check out MyExtraLife.com if you want to find archives to the program, as well as all kinds of other fun stuff, including forums, etc., etc. You would be more than welcome there. Also want to thank Brian over at YouBuyNow.com. YouBuyNow.com is an official sponsor of the program, and we're happy to have him on board as well. Make sure you listen a little bit later in the show. We're going to give away our... What are we giving away here? Oh, the... RoboCop figurine thingamajiggers, and we do have a winner, or we will have. We're going to pull you randomly live on the program. Well, not really live, but live for me and live for the following people. they shut up so well when I come on now. Andrew,
oh, what? We're on the air?
We're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast. Brian from Studio M80.com
from,
and Pork and Bean.
South.
Down south. I didn't even. Oh, by the way, I got an email today saying, quit making fun of South Carolina. Utah sucks too. From some guy. That was pretty cool,
that's
I thought.
Funny.
That's
great.
That call was from Brian.
It could have been.
No, that was from me.
He sent me an email.
Speaking of Brian's and Brian Welch and YouBuyNow.com, he's actually at the hospital right now with his wife.
They're inducing her,
his
right?
First child.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Is it going to be an action figure?
I have no idea.
No, but it'll have action, kung fu action grip, dude.
No. His child is going to have 14 points of articulation.
That's awesome.
Stop it. Stop trying to transform him.
Well, also, from commissionedcomic.com, we have the always available Obsidian. I don't think available is the right word to use.
Yeah. Well, I have dignity, you know.
Yes, you do. Okay, sorry. Little brief pause. No big deal. We lost our connection in Skype. For some reason tonight, Skype's being a little
Scott
fruity.
Broke
we don't
the
know
internet
why.
Again.
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with me, baby. We don't know what it was, but we don't care. But I was introducing that Obsidian was here.
We don't care.
Well, we care, but we don't, because I can pause, and who cares? We could be here all night for all we care, right?
That's right.
Come on, you guys are in this for the long haul.
Andrew has a bedtime.
I'll be sleeping, though.
Yeah. Sleep there, sitting there.
Hey. Brian's like, take as long as you want. Click.
Well, we switched who's hosting the call. We'll see if that makes any difference. And, heck, this is all just a big experiment. Also, we have with us Andrew from Florida, who seems to be having trouble holding on to its internet connection. Actually, I don't think it's you. Yeah. It might be Comcast, but I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out the hard and easy way. So let's tell everybody what the whole let's tell everybody what the hell we're doing. There's a theme today, and it's all about. Come on,
Transformers.
I'm waiting for someone to sing it.
More than meets the eye.
Wait a minute. I got an email from Brian earlier that said the show tonight was about transvestites.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah. I was looking at that on the internet. And I was typing at the same time. Wires in the head, totally crossing over. Sorry.
What do you mean wires? I mean, I'm supposing, you know, calling Dr. Freud. I'm sure he has something to say about this.
Dr. Freud. Let's listen to a little bit of the original intro song from the Transformers in the 80s. This is the classic one. That'll get us started. Here you go.
Destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons.
I guess it ended early. Why was that? Anyway, yeah, so that's the song. We all know it and love it, and I have no idea why the hell I picked the Transformers for a topic, except that I think we probably have a lot of fans who are into that sort of thing, might be into it now, and I thought it might be fun to talk about who our favorite Transformers are, who some of your favorites are, and
RuPaul.
Through Paul, dude. Dude, Brian or Andrew, you're coming in kind of.
Well, I haven't said anything.
That's what I was about to say. I didn't say nothing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was going to say Scott's just making stuff up.
All right. Well, on the website, we did a little poll the last couple of days, and we asked the readers what their favorite Transformer was out of the following. Optimus Prime got 53 votes.
Woo-hoo.
Starscream got a surprisingly low 12 votes.
Really?
Yeah, that surprised
me. So, Starscream had the most annoying sound. He sounded like a whiny accountant.
Yeah. Well, isn't he? He was the same guy that did the voice for Cobra Commander on G.I. Joe, right? If I got that right?
Yep.
Okay. He was annoying there too, as I recall. Anyway, Starscream got 12 votes. Soundwave, my personal favorite, and I'll tell you why later, got 16 votes. So not much better than Starscream. Megatron.
I voted for Soundwave.
Also. Did you? Good man.
Yeah, he was my favorite.
Megatron got 27.
Nice.
Galvatron, which was Megatron in gun form, right? Do I have that right? No. Wait.
The cool thing about Megatron is that he had, like, this enormous erection each and every time.
You know, I hadn't really noticed. You'll have to point.
You know, the sad thing about Megatron, though, is, like, I can turn into a big gun. Now someone pick me up. Guys,
yeah,
me up.
And Soundwave, you know, always got to do it. Soundwave was always the one aiming him, I thought. Right? Do I remember that right?
Well, you know, they had, like, this whole, you know, Brokeback Transformer thing going on.
Oh, man. All right, so Galvatron got a measly 5 votes. Total votes, 113. That's kind of a low voter turnout, people. What's the problem? Probably a newer generation of people who don't know what the hell a Transformer is if it bit them in the
heart. Oh, they have to.
Well, it's like if you ask people, like, who watched the show Mask?
Yeah.
Remember Mask?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Has there been a year
of course,
since?
Of course, we did. I mean, you guys are, like, as old as dirt. And
now, wait, like the mask, like with
no.
Jim Carrey.
No.
You're talking about the one
mask
with...
as in M-A-S-K, mask. You know?
All they had down in Columbia during the 80s was the GoBots.
Yeah, that's right. Did you guys have the GettoBots down there? We called them the GettoBots
up there. Actually, they never had GoBots down here, and I will have you know, Brian, that during the 80s, I was living in New York.
Okay.
And down in Columbia, they couldn't have Transformers. They couldn't have GoBots. They had JungleBots.
We'll get to Beast Wars in a minute. But you know what, though? The rumor is, or I found some information that says that Hasbro, the owner of the Transformer, is it Hasbro or Mattel? Now I'm confused. Hasbro. Thank you.
They own
the rights to all of the Transformers. They also own the rights now to GoBots. They purchased them.
Really?
There's some money well spent.
So they can melt them down and make more good robots called Transformers.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's totally stupid. I don't know why that would be.
Oh, and also to clear up something, a lot of people, there's new Transformers coming out, and a lot of people thought the one that was posted on the forums was fake, but there really is a Transformer you can pre-purchase, and his name is Short Round.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
I've actually seen that. Yeah,
I am dead serious. It's not a joke. He looks kind of like one of those mini cars.
Oh, like
and
a
he's
Cooper.
Short Round,
like a little Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh yep. No way. Now wait, is this in a nice. New cartoon or is this the movie?
This is an actual new toy figure coming out. You can pre-purchase it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's not like for some new animated thing or something like that. It's actually a part of the toy.
I mean,
toy
some of the new ones coming out are Short Round, Scrap Metal, Swerve, Swindle. There's one coming out called Repugnus.
Yeah.
Repugnus.
There's one called Roll Bar.
Well, I think that the important thing we should all be asking ourselves is if that specific Transformer will or will it not have time for love.
I think he'll have time for hydraulic love.
So let me ask a question then. If we – today, well, there's not much to do with Transformers. There's that crappy Japanese Transformers – oh, what is it? Mega Hooch?
Armada.
Armada. That show sucks. It does. It sucks.
It does.
It's barely Transformers. Well, there's giant robots, sure, but then there's little Pokemon robots. I can't stand it.
Ugh. Yeah, that's right.
It's hard to say though, because it is foreign, and of course it's all dubbed. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe we're not getting the right translation. I don't know. That's
the beauty of Japanese animation. You can never really know for sure if you're actually getting what you're supposed to be getting. I mean, for all you know, they can all just be making fart jokes and
we'll never
know.
I'll give you a good example. One of our listeners sent me a copy of Advent Children, Final Fantasy Advent Children with the subtitles, and I was just telling these guys before the show, I have no idea what the hell's going on. I don't know. Nothing they're saying is helping me.
If it was in English, you would still have no clue what's going on.
I think that's true.
Typical of you.
Yeah, I think that's true. If it was in English, I'd still have trouble. What are you saying? Well, I can't even understand you right now.
Well, I mean, what they do is a lot of times...
Did you play the game?
Did I what?
A lot of...
Did I play the game?
Did
I did.
Did you play the game?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, you see, if you had played the game, you would have learned Japanese by the time you ended it.
Well, see, that isn't the problem. My problem is when a bunch of characters run into a room and go... What you doing, eh? I don't know, eh? That's not fair. Eh? And then just they run out? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I hate that kind of crap.
You know, well, the problem is a lot of anime, when it's translated, doesn't do well. Because a lot of times they have to dumb it down for when it comes over here. For example, like in the Transformers anime, they might all be in a room talking about, you know, we've got to redo the Energon.
Hello.
And I think he's out.
Cubes in his room.
And then
when it comes out over here and they...
Andrew.
He's just now getting what we said. He's just now hearing it.
And when they...
Hello.
When they translate it...
And it's like a roller coaster. There he comes again. Whoa! There he goes. He's coming back.
Can you hear us?
So I take it you can't hear me.
Yeah,
I can hear you guys perfectly fine.
You sound fine now, yeah. You're just hearing us in a mucho delay.
That's like really weird because the whole time in my headset, there's no delay at all.
The whole time in my head, I'm not getting no delay at all when I'm saying.
That's the magic of Skype, dude.
In my world, there's no delay.
All right, I have no idea what you were saying because we lost you there for most of it.
I bet it wasn't relevant anyway.
Insert something smart here. Go ahead.
I was just saying that a lot of times when they translate stuff, I guarantee you they dumb it down, or leave out some of the complicated conversation. Like instead of the Transformers arguing about Energon cubes, they'll end up saying, "Hey, look, a penny," and stuff like that.
Oh, look, a penny. That's not fair, eh? Leave me alone, eh? I will date you later. And then they run.
Well, you see, okay, like here's the thing, right? Like, first of all, Japanese culture is incredibly different from ours. Of course, we all know that. But sometimes what to them would be cool or would be something interesting or something logical to say to us makes no sense. I have a good example of a Super Nintendo game that I don't know how many people might have played it. It never came to this side of the world, so you have to get it through an emulator. It's called Tales of Phantasia. In my opinion, one of the best role-playing games you can get for the Super Nintendo. And
I remember it vaguely, but yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it had a very interesting battle system. Anyway, in order to play it, because it never came to this side of the world, you had to get, you know, these independent online translation projects.
Yeah.
And so I'm playing the game, and the main character is like going on a boat with the other characters, and suddenly one of the other characters comes up to him and says, "So, what do you think about this one? You know, a girl." They're like, "Well, you know, I don't know. She's okay." And the other guy goes like, "Well, I bet she, big F word, like a tiger." I'm like,
oh,
what?
Dude.
Like, what? Wait a minute. Am I playing Nintendo here?
Yeah, see, that's that kind of stuff. It's just like, okay, let me ask you this. The translation for, I know this is way off the Transformers conversation, but the translation for...
Oh, like Super Nintendo.
Yeah, Advent Children, the translation for that I've seen is not, it's not official. I think somebody's just guessing, right? Hello?
Well,
I could really go for, I could really go for some Chinese.
Yeah.
Maybe some sesame seed chicken.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Brian.
He's changing the subject too, it would appear. Which will take us.
So that's Andrew and that's Brian. That leaves Scott and me.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott, who's going to fall first?
All right, ready? Let's have a contest. Okay, we're going to do a call here from Sentinel, who has a comment about Transformers. Check it out.
Hey, Johnson. It's Sentinel here. You know, for Transformers, I think it would be easy for me to say Soundwave is my favorite. I think he gets a lot of votes generally because, you know, he's a tape deck and all of that. But I'm going to go Rat Trap from Beast Wars. You know, I'm from a younger generation. I grew up on Beast Wars, and on that show, I think he was the most humorous, you know? Waspinator was more slapstick, but I enjoyed Rat Trap's attitude.
Okay. He said slapstick.
Okay, he likes...
Okay, listeners, please, if you hear me now, listeners, please refrain from calling the show while having sex. It is...
Dude, you're implying that
it
Sentinel...
It is plain rude.
All right, well, never hear a... Never again will you hear the phrase, Waspinator was a little too slapstick.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's hear the... Let's think about what he's saying about Rat Trap. Okay, he's talking about Beast Wars, which starred Optimus Primal. Now, I kind of like Beast Wars. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of haters out there. What do we think here? Obsidian, do you have an opinion on Beast Wars? I think we've talked about it before, even.
I loved it. I loved the show.
Yeah, I thought it was
I never watched the show, but I really dug on all the insect Transformers.
Yeah.
Now hold on.
I mean, I wasn't really certain about like one Transformer actually falling in love with another one, but overall, I thought the show rocked. It did have a little problems. I mean, I did sort of like get out of it when Megatron would actually have rollerblades. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
I mean, all of a sudden you'd get like this huge T-Rex on rollerblades, and now, like, oh, okay.
Someone remind me, because my brain is fuzzy on this. What did Primal turn into? I know he turned into an ape, or he was an ape, but what did he turn into when he wasn't an ape?
A pile of monkey poo.
That's what I thought. I can't remember. What did he?
And then, well, you see.
He was a robot, okay. You big dummy, okay, when he wasn't an ape. My God!
I actually saw the whole show from start to finish. One of the few animations I have seen from start to finish.
Right, the whole series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you see, what happened was when the Transformers came to the planet, they had to search an alternate form. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
That's what happens with Transformers.
Right.
So he got to be an ape, right? After that, when they became like trans metal Transformers, he would go from ape to robot, but the robot had a sort of like a surfboard that he could put underneath his feet and fly.
Oh, man. Okay, I remember it now.
And
For some reason, okay, I had it in my head that he turned into like a dinosaur or something, but that was Megatron.
No, that was Megatron. And after that, he actually fused himself with Optimus Prime's spark. And after that, he ended up like this huge transformer that would turn from a robotic ape. He never became like a total ape. He was like a robotic ape.
A huge robot. Right. I understand. A sentient robot ape nonetheless, but never a complete ape. I got it.
A huge robot, a tank, or a spaceship.
Okay.
I mean, he could be any of those.
All right.
And that is also when Megatron fuses with, and he is not only a T-Rex now, but he's like a huge winged red dragon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but also that was pretty cool. Megatron, he had the T-Rex form, the red dragon form, and he could turn into a shopping cart full of Campbell's soup cans.
At Lowe's.
That was his last. Yeah, yeah. At Lowe's.
At Lowe's, where they don't even sell that.
that is so accurate.
Well, let's hear a little theme song from Beast Wars. This will be good times. Check it out.
I do realize there's no lyrics to this, so let's sing along.
Beast Wars!
Okay, yeah, Beast Wars!
All right, no.
Beast Wars!
They don't eat s'mores! Beast Wars!
Beast Wars! Da-da-da-da. Okay, it's a little more hardcore. Come on,
Andrew, sing along.
You guys can't hear it, but it's actually playing in the background right now.
Was Soundwave in Beast Wars, or a version of Soundwave?
He went to visit. He was like a guest star.
He really was? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the one that turns into a
tape recorder, a big fat Walkman. I know who he is, but what?
Actually, it was the lamer one, the one that just turns into a cassette.
He turned into an eight.
What now? All we got CD players.
Dude, let me tell you something. This is why I love Soundwave, because the guy turned into a damn Walkman. He turned into a tape player. That is the stupidest thing any Transformer could turn into. The only thing dumber would be turning into a lump of like oatmeal or something stupid like that.
The worst one, there was a Transformer that would turn into a microscope.
Yeah,
He turned into a giant. No,
he was
serious.
Popular during breakfast.
No,
where is Toastertron?
There really was one that turned into a giant telescope.
Yeah, he would help. He would help Megatron, or not Megatron. He would help Optimus Prime check evidence and stuff. Right? I mean, that was his job.
Yep.
CSI Transformer.
It does make you think about how faulty these robots are if they don't have like any form of amplification.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because with their amplification is like a real car is now in that little lens, and that's what they're seeing with their microscope.
The name of the one that turned into a microscope, he was a scientist, and his name was Perceptor. He would turn into a microscope.
Oh, that's so stupid. I've always thought that
it would be cool. Like you make like a 1985 Transformer High School reunion. They're all going to be gathered there, you know, having their little oil drinks and stuff. And then, you know, they're going to start, like, asking each other, like, hey, what's the name of that cassette again, you know?
Soundwave.
No, Soundwave.
Yeah. Soundwave. Hey, Soundwave, right? I remember you from Mrs. Robotron's class. What was it you turned into? And he's going to be, like, you know, beneath his breath, like, a cassette.
I was a tape.
What? Speak up, man. I can't hear you.
I thought he was the cassette player and the tape would pop out and run around and bite stuff. Isn't that what happened?
That little dog thing.
No, that's one of your kids, Scott.
That is so awesome, dude. Bad enough that you're a big damn tape player, but when your chest pops open and your defense is your tape turns into like a dog, that is so awesome.
I love it.
You know, it was pretty cool in Beast Wars, because when that like old school Transformer comes to visit, if you saw Beast Wars, gotta love
Skype tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, what I was saw, if you saw Beast Wars, you would have noticed that the sound when they transform is different. I mean, it just sounded like a machine. Now, yeah. The interesting part was that when this old school Transformer appeared in the show, when he transformed, they used the old school sound.
Hmm. Nice.
Oh, well, that's
it,
cool.
It makes sense, though.
Beep, rah, 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 rah.
Beep, rah, well, the yeah, thing is, it was pretty cool because he's on this sort of ship, and he actually transforms into the cassette, and he goes into a slot on the ship because for some reason the ship apparently had a cassette player.
built-in tape deck, also, dude.
It also had an 8-track player too.
That's awesome.
Well, Soundwave he had two tapes that turned into guys, one tape that turned into like a dog or a panther. He had one tape that turned into a hawk.
Why?
There was like four or five. I think there was like five, maybe six different tapes.
He would use for different situations, and he did have a copy of Dark Side of the Moon, which pretty much everyone has, which I thought was great to have on that show.
Oh, that was good, Scott.
It was kind of an Andrew without the lag. Just kidding. Let's see. Here's one from Bloktar. Let's hear what he has to say about Transformers.
Hey, guys. This is Bloktar, a.k.a. Bloktar. And I've heard a rumor that the casting for the Transformers live-action movie was based solely on if the actors could twist into the proper shape when they transform in the movie. I also heard that because America's children are failing science classes, Hasbro has been commissioned to produce another Transformers series based on chemistry, with characters like Oxygen Prime and Titanotron.
Okay, I'm not exactly
sure. Did
he
say Oxygen Prime?
Yeah, dude.
Did he say Titanotron?
Yeah, like, something like that.
Oxygen Prime turns into an oxygen tank and a mask.
I believe that Optimus Prime himself has this advice for Bloktar. Check it out.
The wisdom of the ages. It's lost. No, not lost. We're all a little wiser now. But the Matrix is empty. It's up to all of us to fill it again with the wisdom we accumulate from this moment on.
That's awesome, dude. Man. Listen to him talk.
I forgot how cool Optimus Prime is. He's so cool. He's like this. How you doing? I'm Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I said, ironic.
Yeah, he said the voice, like the they just got guy. A guy with lung cancer.
Yeah,
you smoke? Come on, we need you to do a voiceover.
Yeah, you know what he should have done? He should have done like those Sunday monster truck rally things, but all the monster trucks would be Transformers. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Imagine that for one minute.
Don't those go like Domingo, 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 Domingo?
Now, who is Unicron? Help me here. Who is Unicron? Anyone?
Unicron created the Transformers. Didn't he?
Yes, that's right.
No, the planet was Cybertron. Unicron created the Transformers.
No, like Unicron was... Unicron was the one that would fly around and eat planets.
He would?
That was Galactus.
That was Planet Eater. That's
a Marvel. Galactus.
I know, but why not?
Why not, indeed? Well, let's hear something about Unicron. I don't even know what this is, but I got this little sound file.
Oh, this was one of those questions that you actually knew the answer. You just asked.
No, I honestly don't, because here's this audio, and it makes no sense to me. Check it out.
Unicron is frightening.
Huh?
Unicron will destroy.
Will destroy space.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, I have no idea what the hell's going on there. Any ideas?
Unicron was like the almighty Transformer from which all trans... Oh, no, wait a minute. I kind of remember this. They explained all this in Beast Wars. Apparently, Unicron sort of like fought with somebody, and out of there, like, come the Transformers, and then Cybertron, and there's probably something with
here,
I don't know.
Here it is.
He just trails off.
Got lost. Here, what are we at?
Andrew, you have an official.
Hey, wait! Look! Half an
here
hour.
It is. Here it is, Unicron. It says, all the Transformers must think it's pretty cool that they can turn into robots, an airplane, a tank, or a bus. We're pretty sure that they feel powerful and intimidating, but compared to Unicron, well, we're afraid that's small potatoes because Unicron turns into a planet. That's right, a planet.
Nice.
You heard me, a planet.
It says, I have gravitational pull.
Okay, so...
In the lore of... The lore of Transformers, Unicron is long thought
to be lagging out.
Nice.
All right.
Well, you see, that's what happened.
Dude, that was horrible. That's like
Unicron.
That was like the end of the Miss Universe pageant, and them saying, "And the runner-up is," and it goes out. All right, we're back for now. Andrew, we still haven't seen Andrew come back. We think his internet's dead, and how fun is that? That's awesome for him. But we'll come back after
this. He can listen to us tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll hear us on the show. He'll hear how we went on without him. I'm sure he's like that guy in the pit going, go on without me. I'm not going to make it. We can't leave you, man. That kind of thing.
I still think it was Unicron.
Unicron.
No, Unicron.
He was making fun of him.
Oh, you think that was the problem. Here's another quick sound clip.
Don't make fun of Unicron.
This sound clip, something about receiving an order, and I don't know what it's about, but here you go.
Order received.
Okay, who was that? Who did that voice?
God, I don't know. Received.
How are you supposed to know that?
Let me play it again.
That's like you make a fart sound.
That's cool.
Order received.
That's cool. I don't know who that
like
is.
Off
you gonna do that again, man?
Okay, one more time.
Order received.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That was almost nice.
Yeah, it was kind of very cool. And one last sound clip. This one about something talking. Oh, I think it's actually Starscream, or maybe it's. I don't know who it is. Talking to Ravage. Check it out.
Excellent, Ravage. Excellent.
Okay, that sounds like Commander Cobra to me.
Yeah, I love that, though.
Yeah.
Excellent.
What was That's awesome great. Is they gave that. These guys these personalities that were very distinct for giant, stupid robots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, a big plane.
Well,
that turns into a plane.
Giant, stupid robots would kick your ass.
That's true. But they turn into planes and stuff, and then they're all, meh, way to go, Savage, meh. I just love it. They don't have anything like that on TV now for my kids to watch. Nothing. Not even
sucks.
Close. Yeah,
oh, your
suck.
Kids are allowed to watch TV?
Oh, yeah. American TV. Not the Colombian stuff. Not
they're
Telemundo.
They're required to watch it.
Telemundo. And with that, let's take it to a break. When we come back, we have lots more to talk about, including some more of your calls, a contest giveaway, more about the Transformers, and our crappy movie of the week. Which has something to do with robots anyway, not really Transformers, because the Transformers movie was good. And we need to do a crappy one. So we'll be right back with that. Stay tuned.
Hello there. This is Rico, host of the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast. And whenever I need to feel a little better about myself, I just tune into Scott Johnson and the gang at Extra Life Radio. They'll make even a geek feel normal.
Extra Life Radio, the sport of the future.
Hey, my wiener hurts.
You go to website, myextralife.com.
That's it, myextralife.com.
And we're back. Welcome back. No sign of Andrew still, but we move on. Obsidian was talking about something during
Brian
the break.
Brian said ass.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, he did.
Transformers? I don't know. Maybe I did.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so Obsidian, you were talking about something called...
He more than meets the eye. He said more than meets the ass.
Oh, very nice. I'm sorry I missed it.
I was talking about another 80s television series called Centurions, which apparently I made up.
Was it a ripoff, though? Was it a ripoff of Transformers? Was it Big Giant Robots?
No, of course not. No. Just mentioning it because it also has, like, robotic parts in it and everything, and it had three different characters. One was blue, the other one was green, and the other one was yellow, and they would each specialize, one on air operations, the other one on land operations, and the other one in sea operations, and they would get their machines, like their big armors, from a huge space station.
Dude, this sounds like a cool show.
In this space station, there lived a hot redhead alone with a monkey.
You do the math.
And he became Optimus Primal. Oh, there's no connection, probably. That's very cool.
Yeah,
that sounds like a cool show. I don't think we could do an entire ELR about it, but I've never heard of it. I don't know where I've been. I pride myself on knowing
what
these
about
things.
Mask?
Mask.
I mean, I remember the cars in Mask. They rocked.
No, hold on. You mean Mask like the... You're not talking about the show with Cher in it, right?
No, the cartoon Mask.
Rocky Dennis?
Yeah. Okay. You'd have like a bunch of cars that would turn into another kind of car.
What did you do during the 80s? Go outside and play?
I did, in fact. Wow. I just haven't heard of Mask. Now, I've heard of like Brave Star. I've heard of like Thundercats, of course.
What about Silverhawks?
Silverhawks, I remember that.
Yeah, I saw that.
What else?
That was so lame, that guy actually firing stuff with his guitar.
Well, what about the ghetto?
That wasn't lame.
Let's talk about the ghetto GoBots, though, for a second. They came along as kind of ripoffs, copies, if you will, of what Transformers were going through, all their success, and ended up kind of falling flat. But why do you think Hasbro bought them? Who gives a rat's a about the GoBots? Were they any good?
Because
am I wrong in my opinion?
Well, Transformers is having a little bit of resurgence here in popularity, and of course, this is going to mean, you know, the GoBots are going to try to go again. So, hey, let's go ahead and knock them out.
Besides, it's useful. I mean, it's like if you own Barbie and you can buy G.I. Joe, I mean, you're going to buy it. Why not? You can have Barbie G.I. Joes, and that would be pretty...
Barbie Joe.
I wonder if that guy's alive.
That would be pretty hot.
You know, the guy that did the voice for Cobra Commander and Starscream, I wonder if he's alive, because here's what I believe should happen. I think that if you're going to have a Transformers movie, and we can talk about that for a second, that comes out later this summer, I think. Live action, all that. But I think the voices of these giant transforming robots should be the voices, as many as they can get from the original series. So if
that'd
Optimus,
nice.
Yeah, if Optimus Prime isn't dead yet, get him, and get the Starscream guy, and that'd be enough for me. Everybody else, fine, whatever. They can be whoever they want to be. But what I don't want to do is go like all celebrity, you know.
Yeah,
A-list
Freddie Prinze Jr. is Optimus Prime.
Yeah, exactly.
No. You got to get that guy. What's the name of that guy again? James Earl Jones. You got to get.
Yeah, he could do it. He could do it. Vader. Yeah,
he could be Unicron.
Yeah, I am Unicron. I'm your father. Oh wait, wrong movie. Cut. Start over. But yeah, that's.
Didn't he do the voice of Mufasa too?
He did. He sure did.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Are you questioning yourself?
No, wait a minute. Maybe you go with him as Optimus Prime, and you go with what's the guy who played the Scar?
All the sun touches is our kingdom.
Who's the guy? Who's Scar? Who's the actor? Kafka. What's his name?
Oh Lord! See, we're missing Andrew.
Damn it!
This is the part we're missing.
Yep, he'd know it.
Yeah, Andrew, we miss you.
That and the
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons. Thank you.
Yes.
Jeremy Irons, he does?
Yes. Yeah, okay, Brian, you're the new Andrew.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's play this phone call. This has nothing to do with Transformers, has nothing to do with the show. Somebody got our crap line by mistake and called this in. I have no idea what it is. I think it's a cruise line. I don't know what's going on, but check it out.
Hello? This is Dwayne from Motley Cruz. Due to your inquiries about the... facilities on the poop deck. I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel your reservation. Bye.
What?
I feel bad.
I'm going to have to wrap your reservation.
Yeah, because Dwayne has got issues, and obviously he did not get to the right party. So whoever got to the cruise and realized that I don't know what the hell's going on. That's a funny
poop
call.
Deck.
Yeah, by all means, people, when you listen to the machine and it actually says you've called Extra Life Radio, you might want to actually listen to that and realize that that ain't the guy you're trying to call. Duh. I mean, nothing will ever hear this, but yeah. Let's give away our thing, because we don't want to run out of time.
I need my thing.
Scott,
you give away your thing.
Give away your thing.
No,
Go ahead. I'm sure Kim is gonna love that.
We're giving away our RoboCop action figures. It comes with the chick, the RoboCop guy, Peter Weller character, and Ed, whatever it was. It's over there, so I can't read it.
Didn't we give that away?
No, we gave it last week. No, last week we started the contest. Today we give it away.
I got you. Oh, okay, we give
Robo
it away.
Robocrotch.
We got 28 entries. Not very many this time. I don't know why people don't care about RoboCop. Maybe I don't know.
Because you said, if you're not in the U.S., then forget you.
Oh,
and that's what you said.
I might have done that. Canada's okay, though. We did that. But anyway, I'm going to pull this at
Canada's
random.
Canada's okay? Since when?
Random polling. That doesn't sound right. I'm going to pull this name from random, and I've got a whole...
You're going to pull, and then Scott is going to give you his thing.
This one is... Okay, I'm blind. I've got a whole list of them here. They're all random. They're all nondescript file names. I'm covering my eyes. I'm going to double-click on one of these. So ready? Here it is.
And I deleted them.
Scott, this is Mark. I'm a fan from Indiana, the great corn state. The answer to your movie, I believe, is Deliverance. He died in the river there, and I guess according to one of the Stargate commentaries, because since he's a guest star on that show every so often, he's able to dislocate his arm in the kind of goofy way that he does in that movie. So, all right. See you later. Bye.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay,
from Indiana.
He gave too much information.
But you know what?
There's a problem there, Scott.
What's
no, there's
the
a big problem.
What's the problem?
He didn't sound like he wanted it enough.
You know what, though? He got extra points for me not only because he was the random pick, which is who we're going to give it to anyway, but he threw in some extra crap there. That was awesome information. I had no idea the guy was double jointed like that or whatever his arm was. Whatever.
I think
wrong
he
with him.
Owes me a prize for listening to all that. That's what I think.
Oh, well, all right then. But anyway,
so you get the Robo Crotch.
Send me your contact information, and we will get that out to you right away. Winner from wherever he said he was from,
Corn State.
Corn State. That's Indiana, right?
I believe so.
That's disgusting.
No, he said Porn State, and so it must mean Nevada. just kidding. And I did want to play this one. This was a call we got from somebody who believed it was totally the wrong movie, and I think they're just making an assumption here. Either that or they're totally kidding, but it's worth playing. I got this. I pulled this out
Terminator?
Separate. Check this out.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Claudio from San Diego, California, and I have an answer for the contest for this week. I am pretty certain the movie where that guy gets drowned in the river or whatever is the movie Future Sport. And also, I think it's pretty damn funny when Scott makes fun of, insults all kinds of other groups of people. But when he started talking crap about Mexicans, oh man, how I wanted to crush his dome. So screw you, Scott, and Dean Cain sucks huge, gargantuan donkey. You know what? All right, guys, love you guys.
No. What? You know what? What?
We won't finish
donkeys,
that.
You know what?
We won't finish that sentence for him. But dude, that's funny,
well,
and
see,
he's a Mexican.
No, it's awesome. The answer is wrong because there are no rivers in Future Sport because it is a well-known fact, Mr. Listener, that there are no rivers in the future. Rivers stopped being legal in 2009.
Yes. You're right about that, sir. All right. I don't know what you're saying. I wasn't really paying attention. Anyway, thanks for that.
You're supposed to pay attention to me.
I just thought that was funny. It is not Future Sport 2, just so you know. It is not even Future Sport 1.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, it's Future Sport none. It was from, he was right. The first guy was right. Ronnie Cox. Don't say it. you had
but
fun
you
with that last.
Love it.
Yeah, you loved that last
it.
Week.
It's funny every time.
Ronnie Cox from Deliverance. Maybe I'll find that music. Anyway, so thanks a lot for that. Let's move on to our crappy movie of the week. And I thought it would be fun this week to talk about a movie that has robots in it, but is nowhere near the, well, it's not the caliber exactly.
The Transformers.
Of the Transformers. This is Godzilla versus Mecha Godzilla.
What?
Yeah, dude. This
That's
came
awesome.
came out in 1975. Aliens rebuild Mecha Godzilla with the help of a demented scientist. Who has discovered a creature called the Titanosaurus.
That's right.
Preach on, amen. Which they intended.
You tell them, Brother Scott.
Which they intend to team up to defeat Godzilla together. This was the last Godzilla movie made until 1985, a 10-year hiatus.
Because people said, what the crap? That's it. No more.
No, dude, it's because they were too busy making better cars than we do. That's what that decade was. Let's see. Aliens from Earth dying, blah, blah, blah. I already read that. This thing is 400 feet tall, armed with powerful lasers and guided missiles. Only Godzilla is mighty enough to stop this colossal machine. But when Professor Mifune joins the aliens, not even Godzilla will be able to defeat them. Holy
crap. Oh,
great.
So they told us the movie.
Yeah.
I know it.
So Godzilla is no match for Titanosaurus and Mechagodzilla together. So they found some weaknesses, though, and I think it's all good time. So check out clip number one, where this guy wants to be allowed to build something. Can't remember what. Here it is.
Allow me to build a giant supersonic wave oscillator. I'm sure that it could work.
Okay.
A what?
I don't know, dude.
A giant tube oscillator?
Oscillator.
I know. He's obviously convinced it will work, but I don't know what it is. So anyway.
It's an oscillator.
Oscillator.
I have one of those. I have that in my fan, I think.
Yeah, but can it fight Mechagodzilla? Here's one about how the Mechagodzilla is no match for Titanosaurus. Check this out.
Mechagodzilla is just a machine. He's no match for Titanosaurus. Titanosaurus has brains. He's alive. I want to show them what he can really do.
He's got brains.
That's horrible.
I love that.
He's alive.
And my favorite clip of the week involves a girl who's a cyborg. Check it out.
I may look like a girl, but I'm not. I'm a cyborg.
That clip rocks.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites of all time.
You know, I want to put that on in my car so that each time I honk the horn, it says that.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. All right, well,
amen.
Let's see. That's done with that. There's our crappy movie of the week. Look at me. I'm just, like, doing the business here. Okay, now we've done that part.
Yeah, so what are we missing?
Let's see.
Well, I want to take a moment and talk about a big yet. Giant robot movie.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch Robot Jocks?
No.
No.
Please tell us more.
No, come on, really? You didn't see that
I've
movie?
Never seen that movie. Robot Jocks?
Why would we lie about not seeing Robot Jocks?
Well,
I would be proud.
Scott lies on a regular basis. He's a father.
This is true. So what is it? Tell us about it. Tell us
is
more.
Is it about robots that are jocks?
Yeah, actually, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Wait, so, okay, so there's, are there nerd robots and stoner robots? I mean, what else is there?
No. It's about that in the future, countries solve their problems by sending giant robots to fight it out.
All right. I'm with you.
All right, so whoever has money, like send me that. I want that movie, and I want it now. I'd love to see this. Does this really exist? Are you pulling our chain here?
Look it up,
Look it up.
Like, Brian in his new position of Andrew.
That's right.
All right.
We looked it up already.
Let's quickly talk about some of our favorite robots in TV or television history and movie history. My favorite robot of all time is that stupid mechanical bear in the original Battlestar Galactica, whatever it was called.
Yeah, I love that.
Pee 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 pee.
Pee 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 pee.
Hey, what about Vicky in Small Wonder?
Yeah, that was nice too.
Didn't she go into porn?
Strength of 10 men.
I'm going to have to go with Johnny Number 5 because he's alive.
Who?
Johnny Number 5.
Johnny 5.
Oh, it's not Johnny 5.
It's Johnny 5.
Just Johnny 5, yeah.
It's Johnny Number 5.
Who's the guy that goes, warning,
okay,
warning.
If you want
to... Danger. Who's that guy?
Will Robinson.
Yeah, danger,
yeah,
warning.
That's the guy
from Lost in Space.
Lost in Space.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That robot sucks. It sucks so many.
That was the coolest robot,
dude,
man.
It was a dude in there. That's what was great about it. It was a dude controlling
dude,
everything.
There was a dude in there.
Everything was a guy with his arms in those things. It was totally stupid.
It was bodacious.
Hey, you know
what? So
what
would a robot do here?
You know what a really cool robot is, though? Is the one in that Zathura movie. Have you guys seen that?
I didn't see that movie. No.
I never watched it yet.
It's
pretty
good.
I didn't see that movie.
It's pretty good.
I don't have any kids to force to go watch lame movies.
No, they swear in it. You'll like it. But it's like they have this robot in there that's kind of that retro's 50s style robot, but this thing means business, and it's wicked cool, like firing through the house and stuff. It's cool. You have to see it.
Well, I really like the giant retro robots in Captain Sky. Those are pretty cool.
Sky Captain.
Oh, yeah. Sky Captain. Wait a minute. But there is a character
Obsidian, my
somewhere
name is.
Called... No, wait. There is somebody called Captain Sky. Where is it?
That's right.
Sugar
Justify
cereal.
Yourself.
I don't know what
that
it is.
Happen.
Okay, wait.
No,
wait.
There is somebody called Captain Sky. A listener is going to call this week
and clear it up.
Tell you guys.
He will.
And tell you that you're
great,
wrong.
Because we like
and
that. Call us. 206-203 crap. Make sure you call us and tell us that. Also, I really liked Beady 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 Buck. Yeah, what was his
beady,
name?
Beady,
beady. What was his name?
Beady Beady Beady. That's all I'm going by.
Oh, it was Tweaky.
Yeah, Beady Beady Beady.
Tweety, yes.
Tweaky or Twitty or
Twiggy.
Twiggy. All right.
Twinkie, man. Now I want a Twinkie. And you know we have no Twinkies in Colombia.
What do you have?
Well,
Twonkies.
I mean,
good old Twonkies.
Twonkies. Porkies.
There's nothing like a Twonkie.
They have porkies. Pig stuff with cotton or something.
Actually,
right.
There is a food made from the intestines of a pig,
yeah,
and you
wieners.
Fill them up with rice and blood, and it's called morcilla.
Ooh,
that sounds horrible.
Of course,
delicious.
I don't eat it being a vegetarian. But
okay, now wait. One more robot trivia. What was the name of the robot in that Short Circuit movie?
Johnny Five. Come on, Scott.
What did we just talk about?
Oh, yeah, that's Johnny Five.
Damn it, Scott. Oh, man.
I'm so stupid.
Man.
All right. I liked all the robots. Some of my favorite robots were the ones in Black Hole, the movie Black Hole.
That was a good movie.
The reason I liked those robots is because you could see the strings they were all hanging on. That was one of my favorite things about that show. The worst special effects of all time. Although it was the first time a Disney movie featured a robot chopping out the heart of a human being. That was cool. Do you remember that? The spinning blade of death and just grinded his heart out.
Wow.
Yeah. That was unheard of, and especially Disney movies, but yeah. Bring on the PG-13s is what that did. All right. I think we're done.
We're done?
We're not missing any robots?
Phew. Yeah, we're not missing any robots that I can think of. The main thing is that Transformers rule. Let's all hope that the movie doesn't suck.
When does the movie come out?
This summer. Last summer, I heard.
Well, I'm still waiting anxious.
Obnoxiously?
I'm still waiting.
Captain Sky?
I'm still waiting anxiously for a trailer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, a trailer would be awesome. I'm sick of all these fake ones where they keep showing, like, test footage or whatever. I don't know if they're real or not.
It did look pretty cool, but none of them have even come close to beating that car commercial. Remember that one?
Yeah, that was cool.
What I hope they do, attention all producers and in Hollywood that have anything to do with the upcoming Transformers movie.
Yeah, since you didn't make it already, Scott wants you to change it.
No, I want you to come. When you do this, I want you to be really smart about this, because one of the things that made that show so great was the fact that these giant robots had real human emotion. They weren't just cool robots. They had, like, Optimus Prime was like the ultimate hero, and it's all about duty, and it's all about honor and all of that. And then you've got, like, Megatron, where it's all about evil, and it's all about killing everybody, and they're extreme about it, and they're very emotional creatures.
You have to follow that.
And then you got that cassette transformer where it's all about the group.
That's true. But I'm just saying, you got to make it like that. It's got to be fun like that, and it's got to feel good, and it's got to be more about the characters than about neat special effects. I'm hoping for the special effects, but you've got to make it like that or else you're blowing it.
I am so glad that you expressed this now, that the movie's probably already made.
Yeah, because I have a lot of say. Okay. Yeah, I have a lot of sway.
Attention, Hollywood producers, if you didn't do this already, okay. Well, I mean, it's okay. Better luck next time.
Yeah, good luck on the sequel. I
don't know. I mean, I have high hopes because we have the technology.
Yeah, and we have Michael Bay doing it.
To make a good Transformers movie.
He's good at big, loud things, but I'm a little concerned about story, so I don't know.
How was the budget for this movie, anyway?
$224 million.
Wow.
Is that a lot?
I completely made that up. I have no idea what the budget
is. Yeah, I was going to say, wow, that would be a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's what worries me. The fact we haven't seen a trailer yet worries me, because it makes me think, okay, they've screened it at the studios, and it's not up to snuff, and they haven't put anything out yet.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just going to be directed to DVD so Andrew can buy it.
I don't know. It worries me.
You know what I'd like? Is if they're going to blow it on the big... If they spend all that money and it sucks, I'd rather them go really cheap and just, like, dress up junk cars with faces and stuff. That would be awesome. Have guys like midgets under the hood working all the animatronics and stuff.
That would be so cool.
No,
dude, midgets. Hollywood loves a midget, not just for their on-screen persona, but because they operate all the big Jabba the Hutt type stuff. That's their job.
True. Okay, come on, keep going. You can insult them more, man.
Let's see. And they smell funny.
Have you ever smelled a midget?
Yeah, dude. They stink.
Yeah, me either. They're too short. I'm not leaning that far. You know what?
I'm guessing we don't have a single midget or dwarf listener.
Oh, and if we do, call in, please.
Ooh, you know what would be cool? A cyborg.
Wait a minute. But how can you prove that you're a midget just by calling in?
I'm a midget.
Hello, Scott. I'm a midget.
Yeah, I'm a midget.
Wait. You can just talk from far away, like, hello, Scott. I'm a midget, and I can't reach the phone.
I'm calling from Detroit, the home of most American midgets. No, I mean, I think what would be really cool, if you're going to make a movie with robots, make some midget robots. That would be cool. I don't mean just short robots.
Why would you make midget robots, Scott?
Because they can get under stuff, and they're a little more utilitarian and things. They can fix things, and I've got it all figured out.
Funny.
Okay, so in your mind, in your very, very, very insulting mind, midgets are cool because they're useful?
Yeah, dude. They can reach stuff we can't get to. They see the world from a different perspective. It's all good. I think midgets are the way. Midgets are the future. In fact, this show needs a midget. Let's work on that. Recruitment.
So we need midgets for future sport too.
Extra Life calling all midgets. Apply to be on the show. I think we're done. This has been Extra Life Radio. That has been our panel cast. That was Obsidian. That was Brian and Andrew, who got lost early on in the show. I feel terrible, but I don't know where he went. Probably his crummy internet. We don't know. But hopefully we'll have him back ASAP, certainly for our Instance podcast coming this Thursday. And to go out today, we're going to play something kind of special I got from somebody. It's kind of like those Bud Light ads or Miller Light. I can't remember which beer ad. You'll know what I mean when you hear it, and it's pretty awesome. I have a couple of these. We'll play one this week, as well as a mashup from our good friend Sebastian. And next week, we'll have a brand new show. So check back with us then. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Extra Life Radio presents Dire Lack of Genius.
Dire Lack of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Classic 80s Adventure Movie Script Memorizer.
Mr. Classic 80s Adventure Movie Script Memorizer.
As if appreciating the dialogue during the movie isn't enough, you come to our rescue by interjecting sound bites at every opportune moment.
We gotta find better comedy.
You've got your fedora, you've got your whip, and you've got a serious case of a midlife crisis.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
We're about as interested in hearing these one-liners as we are in falling down into a pit full of snakes. I hate snakes.
Wow!
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Classic 80s Adventure Movie Script Memorizer. Heck, crack open a few. This is one short round you don't want to mess with.
Mr. Classic 80s Adventure Movie Script Memorizer!
Happy freaking Valentine's Day! Won't you be mine?
No, of course not. Are you crazy?
I'll be danged. I'll be darned.
Hey.
How many separate pieces make up RoboCop?
All right, honey, will you grab me since you're in the room?
Don't put me on the spot now.
Like he said last week, I have a tendency to run out in my underwear every once in a while.
Even I offend myself occasionally. Like a cyst, really. I grew 2 weeks.
Because he's seriously deformed.
Thanks to me, you now have an appreciation of being a geek.
Geek, 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 geek. Honey, I'm getting you a Sega.
Yeah. You traded up? Yeah, you definitely traded up.
It's like licking a Mexican.
I'm selling comic books on the playground for 5 cents.
What a weird show this has been.